Okay, is Wick Pritchard in the building?
Yes.
Yeah, hey. Didn't get a chance to meet Wick, but here he comes. And he's still kind of a shadowy figure. Judging by the bio, I guess this guy's a teacher.
Thanks for having me. My name is Wick, and I am a teacher. I'm used to speaking to this many, like, fifth graders. So, it's a bit of a change, but I got to know Matthew, and he asked me to come and tell a story, and like I said, they got me here. And I was trying to think about breaking open the theme, because I have lots of stories I tell kids, but I was trying to think about breaking open and how to tie it in and that sort of thing. You know, your like lesson plan, how to tie it in. And I was thinking about breaking open. What breaks open? And like watermelon, up to my mind, I'm going to break up a watermelon. It's like a treasure chest. And those are like the only two good things I could think of. The others are like head or face or knee or, you know, like human body parts being broken up. Which instantly led me to thinking about things being broken open. And so I have a fish story. And that has to do with breaking open. But I graduated from here in 2001, and my dad was super excited. Not that I graduated, because I graduated kind of on time, but he was super excited to go on a big fishing trip. And I'd gotten interested in fly fishing. I went to Montana State for a little while and got interested in fly fishing. You know, y'all saw River Runs Through It, you saw Brad Pitt, you know, doing the thing. And so he was like, okay, I'll get Wick interested in fishing. And I kind of did that on my own, but he was like, I'll continue that. So he got a ticket for me and him out to British Columbia for, I think, 3 days of fishing. Not necessarily fly fishing, but fishing for salmon. And my brother heard about it, and he was like, gotta go, my older brother. So he jumped on, too. So he flew out there. I was in Idaho working at a catch-and-release fly fishing place, kind of like people come in, and they're like, they know all the bugs and stuff. And I came from there. I met him in Washington. Mark and my dad flew to Washington, and then flew to British Columbia, float plane, all that stuff. And the first day we go out on the boat, and we have, it's beautiful. You know, some of you probably been out there, it's just gorgeous. I'd never been out to the West Coast but once. And we have a guide, and his name is Dave. And Dave didn't talk like that, but I kind of like a southern accent. And I was thinking about Dave and how to introduce him. And something popped to mind. I was like, y'all know the Marlboro Man, right? The man formerly known as Marlboro Man. Dave was like the Marlboro Man. But he was like the Marlboro Man's lesser known, pudgy, short brother. You know? He looked like the Marlboro Man, but, you know, he's like, you know, Brad Pitt's brother just came on TV. He's like, there's Brad Pitt, but it's not Brad Pitt. That's kind of the Marlboro Man. And Dave took us out. He didn't say much. Dave took us out, taught us how to bait the line and downrigger, if you know what those are. It's where you troll for fish at different heights, 20, 40, 60 feet depths. And first one hit, spam. And so it's my turn. I have this belt on. I'm the graduation boy, birthday boy, you know, kind of thing. And you stick the pole in there. If you've been deep sea fishing, it's a little like cradle for the pole, and you stick it in there. And this thing is like huge. I mean, it's it's big, and you know, not just like a big fishtail, but like huge, like powerful. And when it ran with it, you know, when it dove and whew, I mean, there's nothing you could do. It was so strong. We followed it around, and we followed this fish for 2.5 hours. Oh. It was incredible. It was, you know, it was literally the fishing trip my dad had just dreamed of, you know? First fish, it was just incredible. The sun was like, it was getting to our sunset. They're like getting so excited. And meanwhile, I'm starting to develop this relationship with fish, even though I've never seen it. Tugging it in, pulling it out. I come from a catch and release place, you know, where you release all the fish you catch and this is coming in. And I'm like, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? We get the fish up to the boat, and it's an enormous king salmon, a Chinook salmon, and it's a 65-pound salmon. So just enormous and beautiful fish. I'd never really seen a fish that big. Pull up into the boat, and I'm like, oh. We're just all like, no. going on? People are like, I see kind of like Dave, you know, Brad Pitt, lesser known, pudgy, shorter brother, with a mustache and everything. Not Brad Pitt, Marlboro Man. I see him get the club, and I see it kind of being swung at the fish's head, attempting to break open its skull. And he comes at it, and I'm like, oh, you know, you just kind of like caught, you know, and that like you can't stop him. But he comes and he like, I see it, and he glances off the top of the fish head. You have to hit him like right there on the top of the head, like laterally, you know, or, yeah, they're standing like this and right here. He missed it. He glanced off of it, so he didn't kill it. It's hard to kill a 65-pound fish, even if you're a human with a club. And I was like, stop, stop! Had an epiphany, and this is me breaking up. I had not begun teaching environmental education yet, but this is maybe the start of it. And I was like, I'd always hated, like, taking the dove that you winged in the dove field and breaking open its head on a shotgun barrel, and that's why I never took the dove hunting. But this was me. I was like, even though it's my dad, I know it meant so much to him, and I just couldn't do it. I was like, no, no, no. And Dave's like, you know, Dave got pissed. Dave was like, you know, I probably became like this different figure with different lighting and face and different everything to him. And he's like, what? You can't believe this. And my brother and my dad, they're like, what are you doing? This is a 5-pound fish. This is the biggest fish that would be caught that week. And they kind of knew that. And, you know, these are like tips and bragging rights, essentially. And anyway, so I'm like, no, we can't do it. And I swing in this. And the only way I had power was because it was my trip. My trip. Eco power trip. So anyway, we get the fish, and we tie a little noose around it. And no, actually, we're holding in the water, going back and forth to get the water to move through the mouth and over the gills because it's too tired. 2.5 hours, it can't move. It's a hurricane noose and stuff. And then while we're doing that, we're about to give up. Dave's like, "There's something going wrong." And we see a boat going like a little mini boat coming towards us, and there are two guys in it. This and you know, that's kind of friendly, and it's the Canadian Fishing Game, and they're like, they look crazy, and they like, oh, we can help, and they get a rope, and you know, Mark and my dad and the Dave are like, oh god, and we get a rope and we tie it around the head, and we do it, and the fish swims away after 30 minutes of revival. This was the time that the fish got away, and it was a mother salmon with lots of eggs. And, its head did not get broken open, but I kind of broke out of my shell a little bit.